Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here this afternoon. I'm with you. I've got Don Putabaugh Hodges. I love that name. I love the whole name put right out there for you. Don, of course, is the executive director over there at Bowers Rogers Home now. Before that, she was an assistant solicitor in the solicitor's office. Don, what a nice change I'm sure this is for you.
It's always good to try something different and stretch your brain a little bit.
Yeah. And, of course, working with children has been a goal for you your whole life, right?
It's been my entire professional life, even at the solicitor's office. I was working with juveniles and working with kids and families, so.
So you're still working with kids
yes.
and families.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. Now, Dorothy, being from Kansas, we need to let people know how you got from Kansas to South Carolina.
My husband's family, we met in law school, and my husband's father got transferred to Columbia, and we followed them down after we graduated from graduate school, and he got a job in Greenwood, and we've been here ever since, and that was in 1996.
1996, so you've been here a good while.
Yes.
Yes, we've seen lots of changes coming up, but the Bowers Rogers Home, what exactly does the Bowers Rogers Home do?
We are a group home for children in DSS custody. We provide emergency intake services and residential care to abused, abandoned, and neglected children.
And how large is the need for that, Dawn?
Unfortunately, large enough that we have to exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, how many kids do you have in your care?
Right now, we have 10 children at the home.
Right. And you can have up to how many?
We're licensed for 19, which can be very chaotic.
And what age group can you handle?
We're licensed for birth to 21. Right now, our youngest is 9 months old, and our oldest is 14.
Wow. That's quite a range.
Yes.
Do you organize this for the oldest helping the youngest here and this type of thing? Do you have this family-type group home here?
Well, they did do that at the Easter egg hunt because it wasn't as challenging for the older kids, so they helped the younger kids. But generally, not, although the older kids do like to play with the younger kids, which is always sweet.
Sure.
Even the ones that aren't their siblings.
But but all your children come referred from DSS?
Yes, all of our children are placed with us by the Department of Social Services.
Now, do you have an all-volunteer staff, paid staff? How does this come together?
We have a paid staff that we are required to have per our contract with DSS, though we always welcome volunteers and have a lot of volunteers that come and spend time with the children.
Okay. So, and this is a 24-hour facility, so you were telling me off the air that you always have somebody that's up.
Yes, we have a 24-hour awake staff, which means we have 3 shifts of child care. So even at nighttime while the kids are sleeping, we have 2 awake staff in the home, and they are cleaning, checking on the children every 30 minutes, bedroom checks to make sure everything's okay. They're there if somebody comes out of their
making
room.
Making sure somebody's in their bed. Yes, these are real bed checks.
Yes. Well, and also they're there and they're awake so that if, you know, somebody has a bad dream or a baby needs their diaper changed, you know, all of those things can be tended to by the staff.
But with that wide an age group, I'm sure it's a challenge sometimes.
Well, we have a toddler room where the little kids stay in the toddler room. And then we have bedrooms. We have 2 bedrooms downstairs and 3 bedrooms upstairs. So we keep the older kids separated by floor, by gender. So right now the boys' bedrooms are downstairs and the girls' bedrooms are upstairs.
Like I said, that's still a challenge.
Yes, it is. It is. Some group homes have gone or have always done where they only have one gender. They either do just girls or just boys or just a certain age group, just littler kids or older kids. But we have resisted doing that, even though it's a little more complicated, because this way we can keep sibling groups together.
Sure. Well, that's important, too, particularly.
I think so. If I were taken out of my home for whatever reason, it's always traumatizing to the children, and it's nice if they can be left with their siblings, at least.
Sure.
And it's sweet to see how close the sibling groups are and how much the older siblings, you know, really take after the younger siblings, and have probably been having to do that even when they were at home.
Sure. So when you have children that are coming into DSS, you were telling me quite often they come with absolutely nothing. They just literally, I guess we could say, were plucked out of the family, if that
true.
Was the case. Or
true. Sometimes law enforcement responds to an incident at a home and calls DSS when they see children in the home. Sometimes DSS gets the call, picks the kids up from school, and brings them to us. And in a number of incidents, it has been a matter of the child may have had clothes at the home, but they were nothing suitable that could be brought.
Wow.
Or they didn't have them with them. So no matter, you know, we get kids any time of day. We could get calls in middle of the night.
That's Gracie.
Kids okay. brought to us.
Yeah. Okay. All right, she sees somebody outside there. Sorry, folks. So you can have kids at any time, day or night.
Yeah, we can have kids brought to us in the middle of the night or the middle of the day. It just depends on whenever the need is. You know, if law enforcement gets response to a call in the middle of the night and they have to call DSS, DSS has to, you know, and takes the kids out. They need to put them somewhere. So we're there 24 hours a day to take and care for the children. And a lot of times when the kids come and they don't have anything, you know, we will most certainly provide them with clothes, school supplies, backpacks, everything that they would need. We had to brother and sister come before Christmas. It was right before Christmas. They came with nothing but the clothes on their back. But they left just, it was about a week later. But during that time, we had gathered a bunch of clothes for them that we had or that we had got at the resale store or that some of our volunteers and staff had brought in from their homes. So, and then it was Christmas time, so we had gifts for the children, and they had been to a couple of Christmas parties and gotten toys and books and things. And actually, they'd been here a week, and when each of those kids left, they each left with two bags. One was full of clothes and one was full of toys and books. And so we felt better, even though they were with us only a short time, that we had really cared for them and sent them with something that they could take with them and use. And actually, they were very sweet. The older boy was still in grade school, and he was saying, "Gosh, you all are so nice to us. You treated us like we were your own children." So
that's quite a statement, isn't
that
it?
That is a statement.
Yeah, exactly. This has to be a very tough time, though, for so many children. They don't know anybody. They're just plucked out of a situation that was obviously a bad situation, whatever type it was. And here they sit. So you have to kind of embrace them, I guess, to make them feel part of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely the case. You know, we want them to feel like they're a part of our family now when they stay with us, that our staff cares for them and loves them as if they were their own children. You know, and what I tell the staff is we take care of them maybe perhaps better than we would take care of our own children, because we know that these children need the absolute most and haven't had the advantages that perhaps our children have every day.
Sure.
In their lives.
So what is the, for most children, what is the eventual outcome that end up in Bowers Rogers? I mean, they're brought here by DSS, short term, long term, what happens?
We've had some stay as short as 2 days until they found a family member to place them with, another mm-hmm. family member to place them with. We've had a kid stay with us 13 months until he was able to go with another family member that they found suitable, who happened to be out of state, and it took a little longer to get that one
sure.
arranged. A lot of the kids go with other family members. Some stay with us while the parents work on their reunification plan and everything that they need to know and do to be better parents to really care for these children properly. And then at that point, you know, the kids can go back home with them. And that's all determined by the judge and by DSS.
So at this point, when a child comes into this, it's really out of the parents' hands. It's really in the hands of DSS.
Yes, when a child is taken in emergency protective custody by DSS or taken out of the home and placed with DSS by a family court judge, DSS is the one who determines where the placement is, whether they should go with us, whether they should go with the foster family, whether they should go with a relative or another group home.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm here with Don Putabaugh Hodges. We are going to be talking more about the Bowers Rogers home. We've got the resale store. We've got a lot of things to talk about, and I just think it is tremendous what happens right here in our town, Bowers Rogers home. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, yeah. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. We're going to be open here this afternoon till 6 o'clock. Lots of people in selling gold and diamonds and jewelry and sterling silver, hollowware, flatware. Hey, if you've got some, come bring it to us. Why? Because we pay the most, because we buy it as jewelry. We don't buy it as scrap gold. So come see us today. We are here today with Dawn Pudabaugh Hodges. She is the executive director over there at the Bowers Rogers Children's Home. And of course, it involves everybody's always interested in the resale store. And I think basically, because you know you can go over there and get great deals and find some phenomenal, phenomenal things. So the resale store over there, when did that actually start?
That opened in 1993. The home opened in 1990, and the resale store opened in 1993 because there was such an overflow of donations to the home that we couldn't use them all or store them all at one time. So they opened the resale store, and we sell a lot of material comes through there. We take donations of all kinds, clothing, books, shoes, furniture, knickknacks. I mean, we take everything and sell it, and all of the money that we raise goes to support the children at Bowers Rogers Home.
Now, how much does that contribute? Does the resale store contribute?
It pays for itself, the rent for the building and the staff, and then contributes about 20% to the care of the children.
That's
which
huge.
That is a huge portion. I had no idea before I started working there how much money. How fortunate we were to have people make the donations to the resale store and then shop there.
Sure.
And then the money goes back. When you buy something at the Bowers Rogers resale store, it goes to support the children at Bowers Rogers.
That's phenomenal. Now, one of the other things about it, 20%, but that's where you get a lot of the things that you need for the kids, right?
Yes. When people bring in donations, they either there or to the home, whenever we need something, we tell the staff, please be on the lookout for suitcases and duffel bags. We're needing those for the kids for when they come with nothing, and then when they leave, they
sure.
have to have something to put
right.
it in. So
sure.
we give them, you know, suitcases and duffel bags when they leave to put all of their stuff in. Or clothing for the children. We do have supplies at the home and the storage area in the home in the basement with a bunch of different supplies. But when you can have a child between birth or 18 or 21, boy or girl, all different sizes, ages and range and shapes, that's a lot of clothes. And so the chances are we're not going to have a full wardrobe for every
sure.
kid that comes in. So we get what we can out of the basement, and then we, you know, generally take them over to the resale store to see if there's anything in the store that is
shopping.
Suitable for that. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
Suitable for the kids there.
That's a tremendous, and of course, Bowers Rogers is located right across from the old post office downtown.
Correct.
325 Presley, is that right? 320-something Presley?
325 Presley, but it is right next to the post office, the old, I think it was the old Duckhead store.
Yep, and what are the hours over there, Don? Do you know? It is open what, Monday through Friday and Saturdays,
it
too.
It is open Monday through Friday and Saturday,
sure.
Yes.
I think I saw that it was open like 9 to 5, 9 to 5:30. And on
9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and Saturday 9 to 2.
So there you go. See, I had already read that. All right, we're here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We're talking about Bowers Rogers. You know, one of the things I think people would find interesting is how we came to have Bowers Rogers here in Greenwood.
Well, it really came out of a guardian ad litem who was working with kids who were in DSS custody and noticed that a lot of the time, if they had to be placed in a group home, a lot of times they were being placed outside of Greenwood County. And so she really worked to have the home procured and a facility here in Greenwood so that we would have a place locally for our children to stay in, so that those children could stay in their schools and be close by to the family for visitations and things like that without being placed too terribly far away.
Well, was it a person named Bowers or Rogers?
No, but those were the people who contributed the building and the property.
Okay.
So they were named Bowers and Rogers are both families that contributed to the startup of
Bowers Rogers.
Of our children's home, yes.
Sure. Now, and of course, a lot of the financing you do get from the nonprofits, the United Way.
We get money from the United Way. We are funded by the United Way in Greenwood and Abbeville County, and also the United Way of Anderson County and Lawrence County, because we also do have a lot of kids come to us from Anderson County and Lawrence County.
Sure. And any other sources that you...
We have a contract with DSS, so we do get money for the kids that are in our care. Obviously, though, it's never enough to really provide for the children in the home-like setting. And so we get about 50% of our budget comes from DSS, food grant, those kinds of things. Then we get money from our resale store, United Way, and then a lot of church donations and a lot of private donations. Just people wanting to give to the children.
Absolutely. Well, I think that is terrific. Now, one of the things I think that probably people would want to know is when you bring kids in, if they're from Greenwood, do they continue with the school that they were in, if they were in school? Or
yes, if they're in Greenwood, we continue them at the school they were at. If it's a kid from Lawrence County or Anderson County, Greenville, Lexington, any of those that are further away, we enroll them into the school that our home is zoned for.
Okay.
The middle school and the high school and the elementary school, early childhood center, we enroll them in the schools here. And we provide the transport. We take the kids to school and we pick the kids up from school or from their after-school activities or whatever it is that they're involved in.
No, I know that is one of the things that is difficult when you pull a child and put it in foster care or in Bowers Rogers here. They, of course, they may have been involved in football or wrestling or any of these activities. I guess, do you try to keep them in those activities?
Yeah, we encourage them to remain involved in any activities that they have or any talents that they are interested in, whether it be singing or acting or whatever. We really encourage them to develop those things in themselves.
Sure.
And find some value in themselves and the gifts that they're given.
And I guess this is a good opportunity for kids to try to see some type of normal, whatever normal is, home life.
Yeah, one of the things that we do in the home is we try and keep it as home-like as possible. I don't want it to look like an institution. It's a big two-story Victorian house. We have our own playgrounds, but we also, you know, take the kids to the playgrounds and stuff. But it is a home, you know, with bedrooms and the kitchen and the dining room and the play area. It is a home. It's an actual house that the kids live in.
Right. It's not a dormitory.
No.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, yeah, you might think when you can have up to 19 kids. I mean, that's got to be tough. Has this place ever been full blown 19 kids on board?
Yes, it has, and it just can be very chaotic. And when you're at 19 kids, you don't have your own room. You don't have things like that. Right now, we are at 10 kids, so the teenagers have their own rooms, which is, you know,
that's nice.
A nice treat sometimes.
Absolutely. But that could change at any time.
Absolutely.
I'm sure
tonight we could get a call for a sibling group of four and people could be bunking up again.
Well, I had a room to myself. What happened here?
Yeah.
And I guess I would presume that you have some type of, doctors, mental counselors, this type of thing, because I would think that would be something you'd need to have.
Yes, when the children come to stay with us, within 72 hours, we have taken them to a doctor for a complete physical assessment. We don't know a lot of times the last time that they've seen a doctor, and we want to know if they're healthy or if there's anything that we can do to provide services to them that maybe they have not been getting. within 72 hours, we've also taken them to the therapist. We have a contract with Beckman Mental Health, and we have an office in our home for a therapist. Right now that position is vacant, but we do still take them to Beckman Mental Health for visitation with a therapist. I think I can safely say that most of us could benefit from therapy, but certainly any child who has had this kind of disruption to their lives, and a lot of times we don't fully know what this child has experienced in their life. Obviously, there are probably some things that have not gone to the best that they can be if they end up living with us.
Sure. And a lot of them may not be able to verbalize exactly what has happened, or they try to block it out, or any of a number of things that we...
And one of the things that we do that the therapist does with them is to come up with a safety plan.
Sure.
That when they return home or wherever it is that they go when they leave us, a safety plan of how they can make sure, if they have been abused in the past, how they can protect themselves, or to think through who they can talk to, who they can trust, who they can, you know, what you can do to make yourself heard.
Absolutely. Hey, we're here with Dawn Poutabaugh Hodges. We're talking about Bowers Rogers. If you've got a question for us, just give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. News is in progress. We'll be back.
For the individual engrossed in McDonald's new Deluxe Angus Third Pounder, the world simply ceases to exist. You savor each bite of thick, juicy 100% Angus beef, topped with crisp red onions and crinkle-cut pickles, oblivious to the fact that the pantsuit you borrowed from your roommate has become a full-body napkin for your fanatical feasting frenzy. Angus Axiom Number 5, ignorance is bliss, or in this case, vice versa. Get lost in one of three new Angus Third Pounders, only at participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm here with Dawn Poutabaugh Hodges. She is the executive director over there at Bowers Rogers Home. You know, and Bowers Rogers does so much in the community, and the community does so much for Bowers Rogers. It really is a wonderful synergy that happens here in the community. And, you know, that's one of the things I've always thought about Greenwood, is that if there is a need, the people come through to help. And I know that you must feel the same.
Absolutely. I mean, that's how the home was started, was just people wanting to take care and care for these children that they would never meet, never knew. And it's really continued, you know, 23 years later, the community is doing so much to care for our children. Volunteers at the home, at the store, donations to the home, to the store. I mean, it really is overwhelming, you know, with people just calling you out of the blue and wanting to help.
Sure. And, you know, that is the good thing about this. Now, give us some of the ideas of things that people come in and just out of the blue, you get a telephone call that they'd like to come help. Other people can help out with this project, too.
Yes. We've had groups call and want to do projects. We had the Greenwood Kiwanis Club did a project in April where they spread mulch all over our underneath all the playground equipment. You have to have a certain amount of mulch for the safety of the children. So they spread all the mulch under the playground equipment. New Covenant Church students came back 2 weeks ago, put some more mulch under there, were to fall down and spread the mulch under the homes and around the houses. And this past weekend, First Baptist Church group came in as part of their project in as much and power washed the buildings and the porches to keep them clean for the children. You know, children
just
that they would never meet, children that they didn't see, doing things to care for them. So we always have, you know, groups want to do things. We've had a group, a circle group from one of the churches called and wanted to know how they could help. And so I was like, you know, we could really use casseroles and food for the children. It was a group of older women who looked like they were probably excellent cooks. And they really were. Yes.
Homemade cook stuff.
Yeah. So all these, you know, usually our staff cooks for the children, and they're fine, but to be able to spend more time with the children and have, you know, something that's frozen that you can just unthaw and put in the freezer and have a wonderful full meal for the children, made it nice for the children and the staff.
Sure.
So there are always lots of ways, donating books. We had somebody call, we got a phone call out of the blue last Thursday. A lady called in the morning and said that she had just woken up with the children on her heart and wanted to know if she could bring us in some fruit. And she went to Walmart and brought back bags of apples and oranges and bananas for the children.
What do you think that is? Why do people do that, Don?
Well, I think in her case, she had had a family member who had stayed at Byers Rogers at one time. But I think you see, you know, obviously on the news, you see so many bad things, or you read the paper, and there are so many needs in the world. And it's just one way that locally people can really help out and really make a difference in these children's lives. We have groups who come in and do activities with the children, so, you know, Easter egg hunts, Halloween parties, holiday themed things, so that our children can participate in all of the normal holiday themes that most of our children get to do.
Sure.
When they're at their homes. Crafts with the kids, take them, you know, invite them and the staff to come fishing someplace. All kinds of things. There's so many different ways, whether, you know, you want to be hands-on with the kids or you don't want to be hands-on with the kids. You know, obviously, we're always taking donations at the resale store or at the home of items or money. Obviously, it costs a lot of money to provide, you know, when we're full up 19 hot showers a day. And, you know, I mean, that's a lot of, we go through a lot of water. Those water heaters were very expensive when they go out and have to be replaced.
Exactly. But I guess where we're going with this, if somebody has an idea or if somebody wants to get involved, I guess you always can take new volunteers or people in groups
absolutely.
That want to get involved.
Absolutely, yes. We do have volunteers that come and work in the store. Some come work and volunteer with the kids in the home, either as individuals or as families or as part of your church group, scout group, whatever kind of group it is, your work group. You know, they can call me at the home at 229-1240, extension 203. And, you know, we'll discuss with them what their interests are and find a way for them to serve with what our needs are for the children.
Sure. So this is a great program. Now, you also have a website.
Yes.
Yes.
It's www.bowers-rogers, that's bowers-rogers.org.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to look up more about it, you know, sometimes I think we know, oh yeah, Bowers Rogers out there, but we don't really know what Bowers Rogers is about. You know, one of the other things when you talk about the children and everything, we were just talking about how you never know the situation that the child is coming from. You
Correct.
May not have that much information. DSS may not have that much information. They just know that the child or children needed to get out of that situation. So I would think that it would take quite a bit to get them to adjust, but you're saying not necessarily.
Sometimes yes and sometimes no. The older kids, the teenagers, you know, they've really left their home and their neighborhood and their school and their friends. And that's, you know, they really want to get back to that. And so sometimes they can have some trouble adjusting. But I have to tell you, I have been very shocked. If you took me out of my home and away from my family and plunked me down with a bunch of strangers, I would be crying and scrubbing and screaming because I was so scared. But I have been surprised at how adaptable some of these children are, particularly the younger children. And I think, I like to think, hopefully, it's because they feel safe and they feel that our staff are there to care for them and love them and make sure everything is okay. And they can feel that. But, you know, some of these young children are very surprisingly, you know, adjust well to being at the home. And I don't know if it's the structure, the safety and the security, having a bed to sleep in. We've had kids who came and who were so excited that they got to take a hot shower that night. And then we're so excited when they went in there, two brothers, that they each had their own bed and actually got to sleep in a bed and not on the floor. Things that you would never in your heart think about had been happening to these children.
Sure. And that makes it doubly difficult, doesn't it? Like in your position as an advisor, I mean, you know, the child feels, wow, this is great. But you look at it and go, wow, how were they surviving in this?
Yeah. And, you know, what we do is try and make their life as normal as it can be under the circumstances. And, you know, our staff works to show them this is what a normal adult in your life would act towards you. These are what normal adult, family relationships are like. These are the things that it's acceptable to have done for you and things that are not acceptable.
Sure. So this is what you're dealing with there at Bowers Rogers. Certainly a facility that just flies underneath the wire there, takes care of kids, hopefully returns them to either their family or another family member that can care for them, and that we look at children that are able to grow up and become productive members of society.
Yeah, there are so many children that have so many different talents and that are so intelligent and good at so many things, and you really want to see those children thrive, not just survive, but thrive and grow.
Sure.
To their full potential.
Now, you've only been there since October.
Yes, ma'am.
But thinking futuristically, have you already seen any children that you go, I wonder what happened to them?
Oh, always, always. And there have been some that left that, you know, we have kept in contact with. We had a teen girl who, when she left us, she had been there about 10 months and ended up going to Thornwell Home because it was really going to be a long-term placement for her and her family situation. And we have, you know, kept in contact with her. I was at a store the Saturday before Easter, buying Easter baskets, some items for the Easter baskets for the kids at the home, and ran into two of a sibling group that had left the home. And they came and gave me big hugs, asked about the other kids that were there and how everything was going, and just really sweet, which made me glad that they that had not been a negative experience.
It was a positive for them. Sure,
right.
Absolutely. Hey, we're here with Don Putabaugh Hodges. If you've got a question or a comment or you'd like to ask about some aspect, hey, pick up that phone and give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Or you can call Don tomorrow and ask her some questions. We'll give that number out when we come back. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet.
This year will be a simpler year, one fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276. All right, we're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery, 4:49 in the afternoon. I've got Dawn Putabaugh Hodges here. She's the executive director, took that on back in October. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, Dawn, is what does it take to actually work at Bowers Rogers? That has to be hard to find the right person.
It, you know, it is. And what, you know, the first and foremost thing is you have to love kids. You have to love kids when they're sweet and giving you hugs. And you have to love kids when, you know, you have an infant crying through the night or a teenager who's angry at the world because of their situation. You have to love kids. You have to be there for the right reasons, which are the kids. And you have to be willing to do the right thing. And that's the best thing for the children.
And how do you know what the best thing is, you know, the right thing? I mean, how do you know?
You know, I want the kids to be in a safe, nurturing, loving environment, and that's what the staff needs to be able to provide them. That if we're doing that and the kids are thriving when they're with us, hopefully that little kernel will be placed in them and they'll continue to thrive and feel that somebody loves about them and cares about them no matter where they are.
Sure. You know, one of the things we had talked about is sometimes, you know, as hard as it is to understand, there are parents that don't know how to be parents. And that has to be tough. And then we have children that don't realize that it's not the way it should be.
Right. I mean, if you're a child, you know, you have nothing to compare it to other than your own home life.
Sure.
Because even those of us don't know what goes on. Even adults don't know what go on in other adults' homes. You and I can have a conversation, but I don't really know what's going on in your home
right.
if I haven't been there. And so for these kids, if they've never experienced anything else, they may not know that that is inappropriate for somebody to be doing that to them.
Sure.
Or that there's an expectation that you should be, you know, fed fruit and milk and whatever every day. That, you know, those are the things that you need to thrive and grow, or that you should go to the doctor every year, or, you know, basic
sure.
things that the rest of us might take for granted, that a kid would not know any better whether or not their parent was caring for them. And I think that, you know, it's not up for us to win the kids' go back home or onto another family member or onto another setting, whether it be an adoptive parent or a foster family. But they, you know, and the kids sometimes, you know, I had a kid say to me last week, my mom doesn't want me back. And I said, well, you know, sometimes parents need to spend a little time. I said, you know, they're just working with them so that they can learn how to be a better parent. And they can learn all the things that they know that they'll need to know to do to take care of you.
Sure.
You know, you have to have a driver's license to drive a car.
And kids don't come with an owner's manual.
No.
We've tried to create some, I think, out there, but they don't actually come with an owner's manual. So I think that overall this has to be a wonderful program. It has to be tough, but it also has to be very rewarding to be able to see children thrive. And the fact that you work through DSS has to make it good and has to make it tough, though, sometimes, because you don't always know all the pieces of the puzzle.
We don't know all the pieces of the puzzle, and we're not the ones who get to make the decision of where the kid goes from when they leave us, when they leave us, or where they go when they leave us.
Yeah. So that's what you have to deal with. But Bowers Rogers Home, wonderful place. I was asking Don if there was anything in particular that they have a need for at the home. I thought we could put that out there. Don, you came up with some pretty simple things. I mean, you know, I was kind of surprised. I was thinking something big, but what'd you come up with out there?
Well, you know, I was thinking about our kitchen and the things that we, you know, we can use in your kitchen, anything, you know, new plates and bowls for kids, crock pots. We don't have crock pots, which I think would make, I don't know, I love to cook in mine, and I think it would be easy for our staff to make a good meal for the children, you know, in the evening with a crock pot, you know.
A couple of those, right?
Yeah. You know, and then there are always the things, you know, we provide for the children. We're also a business. We need photocopiers, you know, we need a photocopy, just things like that. I mean, anything that could care for the kids or make our ability to care for them better.
Sure. So if you'd like to get in touch with Don, what's the telephone number over there?
It's 229-1240, and you can reach me directly at extension 203.
203.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to talk to Don, if you've got an idea, or maybe you'd just like to find out if there's some way you can help or your group can help, give her a call over there. That's 229-1240. And that's extension 203. Well, last month in April is National Child Abuse Awareness Month, and we haven't really discussed it, but a lot of these children do come from child abused families. Yes?
Yes, it's abuse or neglect.
So those are the things that you're dealing with. But it's also National Volunteer Week was then, and you had some outstanding volunteers.
We did. Every year we have a volunteer appreciation dinner where we recognize our volunteers and some of our community partners. And in 2012, we had over 4,222 volunteer hours at the home and the resale store. And I say over that because we know some people just do things and don't always log in their time. So I'm sure it was much higher than that. And so every year in the spring, we honor our volunteers. And so we honor our outstanding volunteer at the home and our outstanding volunteer at the resale store for the past year. And so our home volunteer was Howard Tomes, and our store volunteer was Tommy Gauntz.
So kudos to them.
Excellent. They are wonderful, wonderful volunteers.
But, you know, and the story, the thing we must say, not everybody can be the volunteer of the year, right?
Had well more than two volunteers last year doing those 4,000 plus hours. Trust me.
That's right. But that is outstanding, and it is a very, very worthwhile organization. If you haven't ever been to the Bowers Rogers resale store, it's right there, 325 Presley, which is across from the old post office downtown. 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, 10 to 2 or 9 to
9 to 2.
9 to 2 on Saturdays. Go in there. You know, the one thing about going to a resale store, you just got to keep going back because you never know what you're going to find.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could make donations, that would really be an excellent thing to help them, because 20%, I was surprised, 20%
yes.
of the dollars that are sold there at the resale store help support the Bowers Rogers Home.
Mm-hmm.
So
all those sales are 20% of the support for our children.
So that's amazing.
A lot of sweaters and books and bookcases.
Yeah. And the items are inexpensive. I mean, you
very
know.
reasonably priced. Very reasonably priced. Everything is a bargain.
Everything is a bargain. So why don't you go by there and see it? And if you've got some things you could donate, hey, don't hesitate to do it. I think that what we've been talking about today certainly has been worthwhile. It's always good to sit down and talk to you. We used to talk about things going on at the solicitor's office. Now we're sitting here talking about things going on at Bowers Rogers. I am so glad, and I'm sure that they are glad that you're on board helping them over there.
I hope so. I enjoy it.
You enjoy it. And do you have any idea how many people actually do work? Any idea? How many people work in the home?
In the home, we have... there are 10 child care professionals, positions that we have in the home. My home manager, Ty Barnes, director of administration, Luann Barnell, and myself.
Wow.
That is it. And then about 7 people at the resale store.
At the resale store.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the volunteers that come
yes.
in and help out.
A lot more volunteers than than employees, thankfully.
That's right. Any idea how many children you actually handled, how many came through your doors last year?
Last year we had 48 children come through the doors. We provided 4,209 days of care. We had some children who might have stayed a couple of weeks and some children who stayed 10 months, 13 months. Our average length of stay is about 3 months.
3 months. And they do try to keep siblings together when they come there.
Yes. That's one of the things that we really make sure DSS is aware of is that, you know, we are happy to take the sibling groups and keep those kids together to make their lives a little
better.
Bit easier. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Don, it certainly has been great to have you out here today. I know that it's a lot going on over there, and I know that you would love to have more people helping out, whether giving donations or giving you a call with some ideas, whether it's for the kids or for the place that they live. So,
absolutely.
Let's hope you get some telephone calls, 229-1240. That's 229-1240, extension 203. They couldn't have done better to get a caring person that knows the ropes of working the system to help these kids.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Don, it certainly has been great to have you out here. Thanks so much for coming by. Certainly hope people will keep Bowers Rogers in mind. And, hey, if you're looking for a good organization to volunteer for, this is an excellent volunteer organization, whether in the resale store, I guess there are a few advantages. You get to see the stuff first.
Yeah.
And plus a great working environment. So how about let's make sure they're taken care of so they can continue to take care of the children that are out there. So thank you so much for being here today, Don Poudabaugh Hodges.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. We are here. We are finishing up this afternoon. This is WCRS. Let's just do a quick check of the weather here as we go towards the top of the hour. Oh, good-looking picture. Check out Facebook, WCRS Radio. Just happened to see our picture there, Don. Right now, it is 65 degrees and partly sunny skies out there. What are we looking for tonight? Looks like tonight we're going to have cloudy with some occasional showers, thunder possible, low of 48 degrees. Tomorrow, showers early, then scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day. Hey, this is WCRS. I'm Ann Eller. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for coming, Don.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.